Live from New York City.
New York City.
In New York City, the greatest city in the world.
Broadcasting around the world, you're listening to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast with Cashwain Campbell. He's a top real estate broker, investor, and author. It's real estate coaching for you. We interview some of the top leaders in our industry. Here is Cashwain. Cashwain.
Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Coaching Podcast. So I'm definitely excited. This is another episode of the podcast. I've done, you know, so many episodes now. They say most podcasts actually don't get past, I think, the fifth or sixth episode, something like that. So I'm just very happy, you know, to keep this podcast going for you guys. Also, please make sure you follow me on social media. My link for Instagram is at I am Cashwain. That's at I as in, A as in apple, M as in Mary, Cashwain, K-A-S-H-W-A-Y-N-E. Please at me. Let me know that you listen to the podcast, or it's Cashwain Campbell Team on Facebook. So I'm definitely appreciative of you guys who go on, you know, who at me on social media. Hey, I was listening to the podcast. You know, just give me so much motivation. And, you know, in this industry, real estate can be a tough industry where, you know, you have companies that basically bring you in and mentors that bring you in and teach you nothing. So I just like to just be a blessing to the other person who is coming up. You never know who that next person might be or who they might know. So I just like to be a blessing, which is why I do this podcast, so I can share information with you guys and pour into you guys. So today, what we are going to be talking about is a simple concept on how you can make six figures in real estate. And this podcast, you know, it's for experience and also new agents. So my thing is, in real estate, your first year, you're ultimately going to make nothing. You have to prepare yourself for that, hey, I'm not going to make anything my first year. And that's okay, because it's a learning experience, right? So doctors and lawyers, attorneys, etc., so the same thing, doctors, lawyers, they go through a process before they actually get their license, or, you know, before they get their degrees, they have to go through a process. So you have to understand, it's the same thing in real estate. You go through an actual process before you actually start to make money. So we're going to talk about how to make six figures. The first thing I feel is your mindset. You have to believe that you can make six figures in real estate. My first year, I made about $30,000. My second year is when I saw my six-figure salary coming in. So you have to basically believe, you know, when I first came in, my mindset was there that, you know, I'm going to make a lot of money in real estate. At first, you know, It was a little shaky. I didn't really truly believe in it. But then as I started to do it more, I started to really see the potential. So I knew in the back of my mind, let me get this straight. I knew in the back of my mind that I was going to be big in real estate. I was going to make a lot of money. But there was one part of me that was saying, you know, you can't do that. You know, you can't make six figures in real estate. And sometimes that's what we go through, is that little thing in the back of our head, because we can be confident, but that little thing in the back of your head, it's like when you watch cartoons, like when we were kids and we watched the cartoons, and then you would see one like, it's like an angel that comes on the left shoulder and another one comes on the right shoulder, and one is telling the cartoon character to go this way, another one is telling the cartoon character to go that way, right? Then they both come on their shoulder. I don't know if you guys remember that, but I definitely do. And sometimes we go through that as people, where we're hearing two different things. our subconscious is saying, our mind is saying you can do it. Our subconscious is saying, no, you can't do it, right? So the first thing you have to look at to make six figures in real estate is your mindset. You need to get your mindset right. Once you get your mindset right, then you're able to take things to the next level, okay? So that's the first thing. So to make six figures in real estate, especially in our New York market today, you get 12 listings, right? So that's in 1 year, that's 12 listings. You get 12 listings at a minimum commission of $12,000, you're at about $144,000 a year. So you get 12 listings at $12,000, you're at about $144,000 per year. And that's very important. You know, that's very important in our industry. And that's even without your buyer business and other things you may have going on. I'm just saying you get 12 listings at $12,000, which yields you $144,000, guys. All right. And I was able to do this plus more. Okay. So 12 listings at $12,000 equals $144,000 for the year. So imagine now stepping that up and getting 20 listings. 20 listings, you know, let's say at a minimum. 20 listings at a minimum of $30,000, you're most likely at about... Getting ready to record. Give me one moment, guys. So 20 listings at a minimum of $30,000 in commission, you're at $600,000 in real estate, guys. So that's 20 listing at a minimum of $30,000 in commission. You're at $600,000, all right? Now let's talk about the types of listings. So you have expired listings, you can call. So what expired listings are listings that were listed before, but they did not sell on the market, okay? So now you can actually give these individuals a call to try to see if you can possibly list the property. Because remember, these sellers wanted to list before the property hit the market and it just didn't sell. So as soon as the property expires, you're able to reach out to them to try and get the listing. So keep that in mind. Every property that's listed on the MLS has an expiration date. So you can get in contact with them on the expiration date to see if they still want to sell the property. All right. And also, you can door knock. So as those listings expire on a daily basis, you can have a list of maybe about three properties, and you can actually go and knock on the door. The ones that are in your area, obviously, you can actually go and knock on the door and see, you know, if they're still willing to relist. You also have FSBOs, for sale by owners. These are the people that think they know more than us, and they're going to sell it without us. But most of the time, those properties are overpriced and not marketed correctly. So you can actually reach out to them and really pinpoint those two things, the overpriced, being overpriced as far as, you know, helping them to price the property right, and also letting them know that you can also help them to market the property. And with FSBOs, you know, remember, their most important thing is they're trying to figure out what their bottom line, you know, they're trying to figure out, they're trying to maximize how much money they can make. So you have to kind of figure out what their bottom line number is and try to see if you can get them that number. Try to make it work, okay, in other words. Then now you have farming, or what we call circle prospecting. Circle prospecting is actually neighborhood searches, where you actually search a neighborhood. You can either do a phone call to the neighborhood, or you can actually pull up the information through various systems where you get the neighborhood information and you call the entire neighborhood, or you can door knock the neighborhood, or just door knock a random neighborhood to see if anyone wants to sell. So that's another way that people do it. I had a young lady in you know, an office that I manage, and she did over 18 deals last year, just canvassing a neighborhood and door knocking on a daily basis. So keep that in mind. You also have pre-foreclosure, okay? Pre-foreclosure, those people are possibly behind on their mortgage, or it could be other liens, etc. And now they're in pre-foreclosure. You can definitely contact them to see if you can help them to sell the property. Most of the time, the best option is to sell the property to rectify the debt. So just call them, figure out what the problem is first. It could be a tax lien. It could be various different liens that are against the property while the property, is in such a status. But you can definitely reach out to them and figure out exactly, what's going on and see if you can possibly help them to list the property, okay? So I gave you guys some different sources to help you to get to the six figures, but I'm going to repeat it again. So to get to six figures in the New York market, you would really have to gauge your market to see what the average price is, but 12 listings at $12,000 leads to $144,000 in commission, okay? So keep that in mind. 20 listings at $30,000 yields you $600,000. So those are things that you can aim for. Everyone should have goals. In real estate, you should have goals that you are aiming for. So that way it helps you even more to be successful. So guys, this is Cash Wayne Campbell. Thank you for listening to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast. Remember to go on to Instagram @IAM. That's I as in N, A as in Apple, M as in Mary, Cash Wayne, KASHWAYNE, @me. Let me know that you listen to the podcast, or just shoot me a message on Facebook. That's facebook.com/CashWayneCampbellTeam. All right. I definitely appreciate you guys listening to the podcast. Definitely share the podcast too. If you know other realtors, entrepreneurs, whoever it is, definitely share the podcast with them so they can listen to it, and they can possibly get an understanding, and it can help them in their business. So I'll definitely see you guys on the beaches of the world, and thank you for listening.
To find out more on how you can get started in real estate, call 516-998-3099. And email all your questions and ideas for future podcasts to email cash@cashwaynecampbell.com. Check out the links in the description to connect with Cash Wayne on social media. Thank you for listening to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast.